Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Hongbo Sheng, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderator of this conference.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for taking the time to sign into our conference call on what is a pretty gray, drizzly, and miserable morning here in Frankfurt. We have already put out preliminary numbers on Monday, as I'm sure most of you saw, and we were presenting at the Deutsches Eigenkapitalforum on Monday as well, there on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we've probably already had a chance to meet with a few of you, and the preliminary numbers are out. What Alex and I will do today is first, as always, I will do a quick overview of the business model and overview of the company just for those investors signing on who are new to our story. Then Alex will take over and give more depth to the Q3 numbers. We released a revenue and EBIT figure on Monday. He'll go over the cash flow, earnings per share, net profit, and the figures that just came out today. He'll also then have a quick comment on how our business has developed over the first 9 months and then what we expect for the remainder of the year. Thereafter, we are, of course, very happy to answer any of your questions. A presentation was circulated prior to the call. If you look on the second page, there's just a few quick facts of our company. The company was established in 2002, and we ultimately made our IPO here in Frankfurt in 2009 on the 1st of October, raising 45 million euro. Traded under the ticker V33 and are focused on the wireless, telecommunications, and IT industries. Our main clients are the three major telecom operators, China Unicom, China Telecom, and China Mobile, and our products cover the network technologies used by all three of these operators. Traditionally, the operator has been core of the business. We've diversified the business model from its traditional core, which you'll actually see on the following page, page 3. We have three major business segments. The first is a traditional core business, the wireless data terminals. The products there are wireless data cards, which is really the first product the company began selling back in 2002, and 3G wireless routers. As I stated, these products are set up to work with every technology standard currently in operation in China. This product group, as you'll see when Alex talks about our results, still accounts for approximately 80% of our total revenue. The second business segment is the mobile intelligent terminals. That's comprised primarily of our tablet PC products, which we began selling in June and July of last year, 2011. We offer both a model with a 7-inch screen and a 10-inch screen. These are sold primarily through retail and distribution partners to end users and consumers. While we also have some sales, this is a business we're trying to build that go directly to so-called industry clients as part of our industry-specific computing solutions business. It's really just a long term for saying that we sell a hardware and software solution together, a tablet PC with applications pre-installed that are designed for use by professionals in a specific industry. We have started with the insurance industry, currently have 5 clients, and sell the solutions to them. The final business segment, mobile applications, is run through our wholly owned subsidiary, Vision Anjuo. This is a business that is focused entirely on the Android operating system. It has 3 main sales channels, the first being our own online app store, the second being a shop-in-shop model with the telecom operators where we sell our online applications in their online stores through a separate page and a shop-in-shop model. And then third is working with device manufacturers. There are a lot of lower-cost device manufacturers in the Chinese market doing handsets and tablets who lack the software capacity to offer applications with their device. So we also offer sort of a white-label store that we will set up and operate for these device manufacturers so they can outsource the provision of the applications if they don't have that capacity internally. This business still really doesn't account for really much of any of our revenue, given that it's growing well in terms of users, also in terms of our offerings. We now offer over 20,000 applications, but the monetization has been quite difficult. Currently, most of our downloads are free. We do have some paid downloads, and next year we'll be expanding the profit model to include selling advertising in our app store and also selling more applications with the so-called pay-for-usage model, where, for example, a user can download a game, but as he's playing that game, if he wants to upgrade his experience, say if it's a racing game, by buying a better car or new tires for the car, then he actually pays money for that, and we profit by the users actually playing the games. This is essentially our business model. We also have a project that doesn't really count as its own business segment. Since August of this year, we've been involved in a co-investment with China Unicom in Fujian province to build up a fixed-line broadband network. We are responsible for the network construction into its fiber into the home, so we're constructing the connections into the units and then selling those on behalf of China Unicom on a commission basis. This project is progressing according to schedule. Our investment this year is only 1.7 million euro. That's double next year. And by the end of the year, we will have established approximately 20,000 connections. So that is, in essence, our business model: the wireless data terminals, mobile intelligent terminals, industry-specific computing solutions, and mobile applications. As I mentioned, the majority of our revenues still come from the wireless data terminal business segment. What this means, or more detail as far as how this business has been developing and contributed to our results, Alex will now go into. This is found on page 4 of your presentation. Again, in order to be able to talk about it at the Eigenkapital Forum, we released preliminary numbers. Alex will now go into more detail on the full numbers for the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Drew. Good morning, everyone. Next, I will take you go through the key financials for the first 9 months of 2012. Firstly, income statement. Our total revenue for Q3 2012 was around 22 million euros. The business contributed 59 million euros revenue in the first 9 months of 2012, an increase of 5% year-on-year and 11% quarter-to-quarter. If excluding the impact of exchange differences arising from currency translation, in the first 9 months of 2012, sales actually decreased by 7% year-on-year. The revenue decrease was primarily due to the decrease of sales from wireless data card, electric book, mobile trading and PC2TV, which was partly offset by the increase in the sales of wireless routers and VPAD. Sales of wireless routers increased from 6.1 million euros in the first 9 months of 2011 by 9.5 million euros, or 156% to 15.6 million euros in the same period of 2012. In the first 9 months of 2012, sales from VPAD and PC2TV amounted to 9.3 million euros and 2.1 million euros, respectively. VPAD and PC2TV were put on market in Q2 2011, so no sales generated from these two products in Q1 2011. In the first 9 months of 2012, revenue from wireless data cards was 30.7 million euros, which decreased from 33.5 million euros in the same period of 2011 by 2.8 million euros, or 8%, as a result of falling of demand for 3G wireless data cards impacted by the increasing usage of other connections to access the mobile internet. Next, cost of sales. Cost of sales increased to 48 million euros in the first 9 months of 2012 by 2.6 million, or 6%, from 45.4 million euros in the same period of 2011. If excluding the impact of exchange differences arising from currency translation, cost of sales actually decreased by 6% compared with that in the same period of 2011. Gross profit margin. In the first 9 months of 2012, the overall gross profit margin was 18%. 19% for the full year 2011. EBIT margin and net profit margin. Due to the slight decrease of overall gross profit margin, EBIT margin decreased from 11% in the first 9 months of 2011 to 10% in the same period of 2012. Accordingly, net profit margin decreased slightly from 9% in the first 9 months of 2011 to 8% in the same period of 2012. Next, we will look at the balance sheet items. The total asset was 161 million euros in September 30th, 2012, compared with 159 million euros at the end of 2011. The asset increase was mainly due to the increase of inventories and trade receivables, partly offset by decrease of cash and cash equivalent. Regarding equity items, retained earnings increased year-on-year, mainly due to the share buyback program, share capital, and capital reserve decrease. In September 30, 2012, total equity was 136 million euros compared with 139 million euros at the end of 2012. Cash flow from operations in the first 9 months was minus 1.9 million euros. The net cash outflow from operations was mainly due to the decrease of collection of trade receivables, resulted from the longer credit term offered to sales agents, partly offset by the increase in operating cash flow before working capital changes. By the end of September 30, 2012, Vision held 140 million euro cash in the account, of which around 2.8 million euros is in Germany, and the remaining sitting in mainland China. Regarding the usage for the cash position, firstly, Vision need to maintain a certain amount of cash to meet potential increasing working capital requirements. Secondly, the new bond project called for around 1.7 million euros investment in 2012. In the next several years, the investment will increase. Thirdly, Vision will continue to return cash to shareholders through share buyback program and dividend payment. Finally, we will continue to look for potential M&A opportunities. In terms of current business development, while our data terminal still accounts for around 83% of total revenue, due to the pricing pressure in tablet PC market, intelligent terminal business segment faced the revenue and margin pressure. Regarding software business, Vision tried to expand the client base in the industry solution area, and Vision Android continuously expanded its user base and application offerings. Finally, 2012 outlook and the future business development. Regarding guidance, due to the tough macroeconomic situation in China and the increased pricing pressure in tablet PC business, Vision expects revenue for 2012 to be around the bottom end of the guidance, 80 million euros. We also will try to maintain EBIT margin at 10%. Regarding future business development, revenue from wireless data terminal segment will still be the main revenue driver for the near future. Revenue proportion from software business could grow in 2013. Wujian Connection project will begin to contribute revenue from the first half of 2013. Okay, so next we are glad to open the call for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. I will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So we got one question from Malte Reta. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, it's Malte Reta. Good morning, everybody. My first question is, what expectations do you have regarding the working capital development in Q4? And then also in the fiscal year 2013. And second question would be, what are your plans with the shares you bought back in the latest tender offer? And I think you still are authorized to buy back another about 250k shares. What are your plans regarding those shares? Thank you.
Okay, so firstly, I will answer your question regarding working capital requirements. I expect that in the remaining quarter, the working capital requirements will still remain high, but the inventory level could drop, and the account receivable will also drop in certain extent. At the year end, we will try to balance revenue growth and the working capital balance. Looking forward to 2013, the working capital requirements will still remain the key requirements for Vision, because currently the hardware sales still account for quite a large proportion. But with the increased proportion of software parts, so the working capital requirements will not increase as that much as that in 2012.
Okay. And I will comment briefly on the share buybacks. Currently, we have just over 1.1 million shares from the last share buyback program that are treasury shares on our books. That's about 8.5% of the total share capital. When we first initiated the program, we didn't give a very clear statement on how they'll be used. It would be possible for options programs or M&A, but without anything of that nature on the horizon, they will likely at some point be canceled, which then, of course, would allow us to seek a further authorization for share buybacks from our shareholders should that be necessary. The original authorization was for 1,449,508 shares. We bought back, as I said, just over 1.1 million. I think it was 1,196,591 shares. So there still remains about 252,000 shares that we could repurchase without needing a new authorization from our shareholders. And at some point, we'd likely use the remainder of this authorization before seeking a new one. However, no resolution has been taken on that yet. Something management will sort of wait and see on and decide when the time is right to do that. That's essentially status of the share buybacks and how we look at it going forward. Thank you.
For further questions, please press star 1. There are no further questions.
Okay. Well, if we don't have any further questions, then Alex and I thank all of you very much for signing on today. In the presentation, you also do have our contact information on the last page, so if anyone on the call winds up coming up with follow-up questions later, we're always happy to answer those via email or over the phone. Thank you again, everyone, for your continued support and continuing to follow our equity story, and wish everyone a nice day. Take care.
We want to thank Mr. Sheng, Mr. Burns, and all the participants of this conference. Goodbye.